Good morning. It's time for another conversation. This is High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, here on Talk 960. We're keeping it local with high desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's start talking.
Good morning, Roxanne. How
Good
are you?
Good morning, Regina. How is it going?
It's great, and it's great to see you. It's a beautiful fall morning.
I know.
Lots going on.
Lots of events all over the high desert.
Lots going on, and you know, I'm always excited because we have, I just think, the best guests, you know, are here in the high desert, right?
Because mm-hmm, exactly,
we've got wonderful people, and I'm really excited to welcome this woman to conversations with Regina and Roxanne. I happen to have known her for well over 15 years, probably more than that, but I'm not trying to give away my age. But anyway, we've got Dr. Francesca Sparks here with us. She's a recently retired educator, and she is the founder and CEO of Beacon Educational Institute, right? And she's going to give us a little bit of background about what that is. But she's really here today, Roxanne, to talk to us about a very special event that I think community would really be interested in.
She gave us a sneak peek about it, and it sounds fabulous.
Yes, yes. So welcome, Dr. Sparks, to Conversations
welcome.
With Regina and Roxanne. We're so happy to have you with us.
It is my pleasure to be here with both of you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. So tell us, give us a little bit of background on Beacon Educational Institute, what maybe your mission and your values. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, Beacon Educational Institute was born out of my passion to continue my paying it forward to the community. For over 30 years, my passion has been education and with a focus on our students and our children in the community.
Right.
So BEI, Beacon Education Institute, came about because I wanted to continue my efforts after retiring from public education and moving it into a wider range into the community and our surrounding communities. So in order to help and move forward the other local organizations in helping our communities thrive, our families thrive, providing resources and real-time activities and assistance.
That's wonderful. And I was going to ask you, but I think you kind of answered what motivated you to establish the organizations. Let me ask you this, though. Were there particular gaps that you saw in our community that needed to be filled that you thought through Beacon Educational Institute you would be able to help fill?
Yes. Being a former educator, and I need to stop saying former educator. Maybe you want to cut that. I've seen over the years the gaps that our students of color, our children that are less fortunate than us and others have faced, in not just in education, but in the community. We want to be that beacon of hope. We want to be a light that they know that they can reach out and say, hey, can you help me here? What do you have going on in this aspect of resources? So we all not only want to be a place where families can thrive and come to us for help, but also a resource for where we can lead them to other organizations and local places where they can get help and thrive and build some sustainability within the family.
Yeah, and I think it's so hugely important that we have organizations like yours that become that trusted source, right?
Yes.
To seek resources and services. And it may not necessarily, to your point, be exactly what you do, but you can make referrals and those families, those children can trust that they are in good hands and safe spaces. So I think that's wonderful. Well, to a certain extent, you're getting ready to do something that kind of showcases all of what you've talked about. You've got a very special community event coming up, I believe, on November 22nd.
Yes.
So please tell us about that.
Well, this event is one of our major events. It's called the Agape Community Engagement.
Mm.
And throughout the year, we support individual parts of the family. We do parent classes, workshops. We do children camps. This is going to meet the whole family.
Okay.
This is an event where the families can come out. They can meet and greet with community organizations from fitness to nutrition to vendors within our local small vendors within the communities.
Okay.
They can also participate in raffles.
Okay.
And slow down. Okay. Also, we are partnering with the Burning Bush Baptist Church.
Okay.
The Oasis in the Desert.
Yes.
They will be also helping us collaborate with outside organizations to provide food. They're going to do food giveaway.
Okay.
We're also going to be feeding the homeless.
Hmm.
And
okay.
We have a company from or a business from Riverside that will be coming up and providing showers.
Okay.
For the homeless.
So there'll be a mobile shower unit?
Yes, ma'am.
On site?
Yes, ma'am.
And so for those who may find themselves unhoused or in need mm-hmm. of those type of resources and services, on November 22nd, they will be able to access some of those services. Now, tell us exactly where this is taking place.
This is taking place on the Burning Bush Baptist Church campus, which is at 14849 7th Street.
Okay.
In Victorville.
Right, and that's centrally located because
yes,
it's
ma'am.
Almost like right across the street from the fairgrounds,
yes,
right?
Yes, ma'am.
And it's centrally located, so people should not have a problem getting there. Tell us how people can attend and or participate, and also how they may be able to support your organization through this event.
Oh, thank you. It is a free event.
Okay.
It is open to the public. And if you would like to be a vendor or come out and be a presenter, you can contact me at info@beaconeducationalinstitute.org, or you can call me at 442-417-4895.
Okay, and tell us that number again.
442-417-4895.
Okay, and so community can expect to experience, it sounds like to me, quite a few things because you're going to have presentations, you're going to have vendors, you're going to have things to give away, things that people can take that they may need.
Yes.
On the outside, there will be services and resources that for those who may be unhoused or be challenged
yes.
with housing, that they may be able to take advantage of. Am I missing anything that you want to make sure people know in terms of resources and or services that they can connect to will be there?
We want the community to know that we're here for them.
Okay.
And this is an opportunity for not just our central communities, but our outside and surrounding communities and families to come out and meet the folks that are in the community that have resources
okay.
to connect.
Right.
And connect to not just people, but build relationships in the process. We want them to be able to find a way to thrive
mm-hmm.
in the situation that we have right now in the world. We would love for them to come out and just have fun.
Okay.
Just take this day and enjoy the family, enjoy the activities, and have fun.
Great. And so, Dr. Sparks, it sounds to me as though this is an opportunity for community to gain access to these pathways
yes.
of resources and services and organizations that are there to help fill the gap.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And meet the needs. So if someone is interested in learning more about this November 22nd event or about the Beacon Educational Institute, tell us again how they can do that, because I believe there is a website or email address and phone number.
Yes, ma'am. You can reach out to info@beaconeducationalinstitute.org, or you can contact me at 442-417-4895. And also, you can reach out to our website, or you can visit our website at Beacon Educational Institute.
Great. Now, is there anything else that you want to share with us, particularly about what people can expect for November 22nd?
Well, come out and be ready to participate in our fitness. We have boxing and we have fitness, and bring the kids out for story time.
Wonderful.
We have parenting classes. So come out and enjoy.
Yeah. Come out, have some
and
fun.
It's open to the public, you said? It's free to attend. Yes.
And it is free to the public, yes.
Box a little
Even
bit,
better.
Get that aggression out.
Yes, exactly, right. But get ready for Thanksgiving. It's a networking event, too. And Dr. Sparks said, there's going to be food there. If you are in need of showers and other resources, this is the place to attend. So please tell those who may be in need.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we want to thank you for your commitment to our community. And wanting to make sure that you do your part and fulfill your purpose in helping us to have a thriving, healthy community, because that's truly the only way that we thrive if we are, in fact, a healthy and whole community. So we want to thank you for what you're doing. We want to extend an open invitation to have you come back and share with us those things that you'll be continuing to do. And so, once again, this event is November 22nd. It takes place at the Burning Bush Church, which is on 7th Street.
Yes, right here in the High
and
Desert.
And just one more time, tell us if someone wants to reach out and make contact with any questions or how they can come and support or anything, how can they do that?
One of the things that I think we didn't say is it's from 10 o'clock until 3:30.
Okay,
yes.
Great.
But you can reach out at info@beaconeducationalinstitute.org, or you can contact me via phone by 442-417-4895.
And you can call, too, if you want, even if you want more information about this event or your different resources, right, Doctor?
Yes.
Exactly right.
Yes. If you're looking to be a vendor or presenter, just reach out to me.
Great. Well, again, we want to thank you for what you're doing, and we know that November 22nd will be a great success for you.
Yes, thank you. It was my pleasure.
Happy Thanksgiving coming up soon.
I know, it's coming up, right?
Yes.
And then Christmas.
I know, the year has just flown by. So hopefully everybody's having a great holiday so far.
Well, I promise you that I'm going to try and contain myself today during this interview. But I got to tell you, I am really hugely, extremely excited.
And we have some good news, if you haven't noticed, but I'll let Regina tell you about that coming up. So,
well,
and our guest coming up.
I'm really excited to welcome back to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, Stacy Duvall, who is the president of the Victorville Kiwanis Club here. And Stacy, you guys have a very special and fun annual event that's coming up, and I am just going to let you tell us all things necessary about this event.
Okay, well, it is our annual Children's Christmas Parade. It will be Saturday, December 6th.
Yay.
Right down 7th Street. It starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we're really excited because we have a theme. Our theme this year is Toyland. So we're really excited to share the Toyland theme. Folks decorate their floats and their cars, people dress up as they're walking down in anticipation of that theme.
Yeah.
So we're excited about it.
I had the opportunity to perform in Hesperia Junior High drill team and our ROTC in high school. So I performed in this parade a few times.
Look,
it was always a lot of fun.
So
we always used to gather in the street getting prepared and everything. Always a lot of fun. So.
Oh, and so this year's theme is Toyland.
Toyland. And we have a very special Grand Marshal this year also.
We do, and I have the pleasure of sitting next to her. Share the good news, Regina, to our listeners.
I'm going to let Stacey do that.
Well, Miss Regina is our Grand Marshal this year.
And yay, congratulations.
We couldn't think of a better person to represent what the Kiwanis Club stands for, what this parade stands for, and we're just really excited to share that with everybody in the community.
I'm telling you, I am just blown away. I still have not found the words. I still am pinching myself. I must admit that I put a little pressure on Stacy and Eric Camarena to send me something to say, no, you actually are going to be the Grand Marshal. I am, to say honored is falls short. But I am hugely excited. I love Christmas. I love this theme. I love the opportunity for us to get together as community and celebrate the holiday season
And especially through the eyes of our kids.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. The Kiwanis Club is focused on supporting kids in our community here in the city of Victorville. And this is just one way to celebrate those kiddos. And so we're really excited about this. The parade sponsored by Options for Youth, another great organization that really focuses on our kids right here in the High Desert. So all of these things together just really culminated in there was nobody else that we could have asked.
You have a right choice. Yeah, you picked the right person.
Thank you guys so much. I mean, that's just, I don't know. Like I said, I'm still kind of processing it. This is it the 78th?
Yes.
Wow.
The 78th annual.
This is the 78th annual parade.
Yes.
Right? And so tell us, like, what can people expect, Stacey?
What's the parade route? Do you recommend a certain time where citizens can, you know, gather and get ready to watch it?
So I think the street actually closes down about 9 o'clock. So you want to get out there early, get yourself a seat. We've got three announcing booths. So we've got one main stage that's right in front of the Burning Bush Church on 7th Street.
Yes.
And then you go down a little bit further, and right next door to Apollo Burger, we've got our announcing booth in Spanish.
Wow.
So we've got announcers there in Spanish. And
I
then
love that.
A little bit further down is our party stage, where we've got our DJ and a great announcer. I know you know Chris Nunez.
Yes.
He makes it really fun for the folks down there, close to Gridiron Pizza. That's
got
where that
it.
Third
yes.
stage is. So if you want to know what you're looking at when the parade passes you by, those are the three places that you can sit at to understand what you're looking at.
What you're seeing.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we've got car clubs, motorcycle clubs.
Yes.
The Jeeps are always a huge hit because they like to do all of those tricks, you know, put one Jeep on top of the other wheel.
Oh.
Yeah, pretty crazy. Okay. They do that right there in the middle of the street.
I love it.
We've got high school bands and junior high bands.
Yes.
And we've opened it to a couple of equestrian folks. So we might see some horses out there this year.
I hope
not
so.
Sure. But overall, I mean, just everything you'd expect in a great parade is what we'll have that day.
What a wonderful way to start the holiday season.
Exactly.
Like officially, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's the best way to kick it off.
Yeah, to kick it off. And so how, if someone is listening, if there's an organization that's listening or a business that says, hey, we want to join, we want to get in the parade, how can people do that?
So we've got a website. It is thekiwanisofvictorville.com. /Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Tried to keep
cute.
It pretty simple.
Yes.
Kiwanisofvictorville.com /Merry Christmas. You go to that webpage and the sign up sheet's right there. You can click on that. You can figure out which category you could be in. We do judge the different floats and the different bands. So there's awards that can be won as well. So, yeah, it's
a lot
great
of fun.
Team.
And you know what I think is so unique about this is that there's no entry fee.
No,
there's
correct.
No entry fee to participate. So all those drill teams, dance teams, you know, groups and organizations
exactly.
that want an opportunity to get out and be a part of community, be seen, you know, and spread some holiday cheer, they can do that, and it's not going to cost them anything.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
So, again, if you're interested, want to know, learn more about it, or register. You can register a car, a float,
a band,
right?
Schools if you still want to get involved as well.
Drill team, dance act, any of that, right? So if you want to do that, again, the website is?
kiwanisofvictorville.com/Merry Christmas.
Okay. And is there a deadline to sign up?
Yes. We are thinking the deadline will be November 25th.
Okay,
November
so right 25th. Before Thanksgiving.
Right.
What time does the parade start, Stacey?
10 a.m.
10 a.m.
10 a.m. is step off.
Yes.
That's what we used to call it when
ready.
I was in band.
Get your seats ready. Regina, do you know what you're going to wear?
I don't know.
Okay.
But it'll be Christmassy.
Okay.
Yes.
So if you want to see Regina in all her glory, you have to come out and see all the High Desert has to offer. So this is it's a very important part of the High Desert, the annual Christmas parade. It's always a lot of fun. Again, I was part of it. A lot of my friends from the schools and everything. Just a fun time. And again, a great way to start the holiday season here.
I think it's a beautiful way to start the holiday season. I'm so like I said, just overwhelmed and honored. And, you know, what was funny is we had Stacy on earlier this year, and we were talking about the
parade. I remember that, too.
And I was lobbying for
We kind of suggested.
Yeah, something. Well, you suggested, but I was lobbying for us to, like, be announcers, get at one of those booths, right?
I was like, Roxanne, we could do that. Your promotion's actually very cool, so.
Well, thank you.
Well, now you're going to be busy.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to make a speech,
Stacy,
and everything.
Thank you. And I want to say thank you to the Victorville Kiwanis for all that you do. I know you guys do wonderful and amazing work, particularly with our youth. And I want to say thank you for that. You know, as we are all kind of settling into what is our reality, there is so much need, and there is particularly a lot of need for our young people. And it is wonderful to have organizations like yours that are standing there at the ready to try and meet whatever those needs are for our young people. So I really want to say thank you to you and all the members of your organization for what you do. And then for also providing this wonderful opportunity for all kids, even the little kids that are inside of us older kids, right, to come out and celebrate the holiday season in a way that is fun and and just, you know, just a great time and sense of community. So thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you for helping us promote it. It's going to be a great morning. We're really excited about it.
It will. So, Stacy, before we let you go, I know that an event of this magnitude and scope doesn't just happen with just one or two people. And so are there individuals or groups or organizations that you want to acknowledge that are great partners in this effort?
Absolutely. The city of Victorville always does a fantastic job in helping us shut down the street, make sure we've got enough security folks out there. All of the barricades are in the right spot so that all of the cars know where they're supposed to go or not supposed to go. So that's a huge, it's a huge undertaking that the city takes on. And we are really appreciative of their help to make sure that this is a success.
Right.
And then also our presenting sponsor, Options for Youth. They do a fantastic job, and we're really excited that they decided that they accepted their role as presenting sponsor again. They're a fantastic partner to work with.
Yes, which is wonderful because in part they're the reason why that people can join the parade and participate in the parade at no cost.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly.
So we do really want to thank them not only for their sponsorship, but for the amazing work that they do with our young people in our community.
100%.
And, of course, City of Victorville, it is a huge undertaking to all of the things that you said, logistically make sure that route is safe for everybody who is traveling along that parade route that day and that all of our citizens are safe. So we want to thank them for their commitment because they've been committed to this for a number of years. And we really want to thank you as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks again for being a part of the conversation. Reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne. We'll talk to you next weekend.